News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen on hand, and I bet you wish you were in Washington, D.C., perhaps not chilling, but at least to be a part of that inauguration detail.
Well, that is a very prestigious thing to be a part of, and I did go to the last inauguration, but I did not miss the cold. It was freezing when I went, and I was not looking forward to that again, but I'm sure that the people who did go, we had about a handful of officers that went up there this year, and they should be coming back sometime later today, and I hear the weather was a little better, and they usually protect along the parade route, so it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it's definitely an honor to be a part of it.
What do you remember 4 years afterwards that still stick in your memory?
Well, the biggest thing, obviously, it was so cold. We were out there literally before the sun came up and after the sun came down, and we were standing on this parade route. And, most everybody was very well behaved. We never had any issues where we were standing. And then the other thing that I really remember was when Obama drove by. And, it's just, and some of the floats and the people that were in the parade, because you get to see a little bit of it, but your main focus is on the crowd.
Visiting with Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, we're going to go through a list of things that we want listeners to be reminded of. One just happened, the installation of increased speed limits on the freeway, but in association with those 75-mile-an-hour speed limit signs, there are also signs that are posted that left lane is for passing only.
Correct. The speed limit signs have gone up. They're, and my worry is that it leads to more accidents. So that we ask people to make sure they leave that left-hand lane open for passing vehicles only. Try not to get the freeways congested and, I know it's always a habit to go a little bit over what that posted speed limit is, but now it's up there to 75, so let's try to stick to that and not exceed that.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'll go ahead and stick my foot out editorially. I notice more people driving 60, 65, even when the speed limit was 70, and even of more importance to stay over in the driving lane as opposed to being in the passing lane, especially now that the speed limit's 75.
Right. I agree with that. I noticed a lot of people were going 80, when that speed limit was, 75 when the speed limit was 70. But of course I'm looking for that. So I'm just asking people to make sure they stick to the 75 and don't try to bump it up to 80 and, cause a danger to other motorists.
What, if any, additional attention is going to be paid by patrol here early on with this new signage and the new rules on the freeway?
Well, one thing that officers can do is just to remind you not to go any faster and make sure that, they're out there enforcing that 75-mile speed limit, as well as making sure that people are using that that inside lane as a passing lane.
In addition to what's happening on the freeway, where is increased patrol enforcement these days?
Well, this week's increased patrol will be in the 2000 block of Beck Street, which has a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and the 1500 block of East William Joe Bryan right there by the park, which is a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
In fact, I saw one nearby this morning, so... you speak the truth.
I know all. I can't say that.
The omnipotent, omniscient Kelly McKeithen is still with us. And some other reminders. We've talked about moving vehicles, but let's also remind listeners about parking and where you should and shouldn't be parking.
Definitely. We have an increased problem with parking when the students come back. It always happens. So I was going to tell you just a few places you're not supposed to park, or if you do park, how to do it. Several places you are not allowed to park, and that's on a sidewalk, obviously. In an intersection, please do not do that. On a bridge or railroad tracks, because that's dangerous. And then definitely don't block someone's driveway, whether it be a public driveway or a private driveway. one of the biggest ones I see right around the Bland campus is no parking within 30 feet of a stop sign, a yield sign, or traffic control. And the reason for that is so when traffic comes up to that stop sign, they can actually get over and be able to see around that intersection to know whether to advance. And if you're within that 30 feet, then you can get a citation for that. One of the big other biggest ones I see around Bland is you are supposed to park, like, in the direction of traffic. So your right-hand wheels should be on that right-hand curb within 18 inches.
Now, once in a while, I will see vehicles on the opposite side of the street, so that's technically not allowed.
If they are facing the direction of traffic, it is okay. If they are, if you see their headlights, and, you know, when you're driving down the lane and they're on your right-hand side, if you see their headlights, then they're parked wrong. Because the statute says that their right-hand wheels have to be on within 18 inches of the curb. And that also applies to cul-de-sacs. You know, a lot of times you get people that park nose in on those cul-de-sacs. Well, that's a no-no. You've got to have those right wheels, front and back, 18 inches from the curb.
Now, this is stretching the theme, but one other thing about the cul-de-sacs, every once in a while I will see a basketball goal or something else that's in the cul-de-sac. Is that allowed?
No, it's not. That's obstructing the roadway. So, you know, do we enforce it all the time? It's more of a neighborhood type issue. So if neighborhoods are making that complaint, then we have to come in and enforce it. But, you know, the roadway is a city right-of-way, so you're not supposed to be storing anything in the city right-of-way. One other place you're not supposed to park, you know, on trash day, when everybody's putting their trash bins out on the street, you're not supposed to park within 5 feet of any solid waste container. So then that way the city can come in and pick up the trash, because I know that several people call and complain because, you know, someone was parked there and their trash didn't get picked up. And so although it's a little thing, it can turn into a big thing for us. So and a ticket for anyone who's violating it.
All right, reminders from Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.